This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. It was the best of times and it was the worst of times for markets in Asia. Japan's Nikkei hit 34-year highs. China's markets have hit 5-year lows. The Hang Seng's lost more than half its value since the end of 2020. Capital is moving in Asia, and that appears to be a sign of bigger economic trends. With us to talk about it is Eric Altbach, a partner at Albright Stonebridge Group. Good morning.
Morning.
What is going on in Japan that is driving its market so high? And does it say something about Japan's economy, broadly speaking?
The proximate cause is, you know, the recovery in tech stocks. So that's part of it. But another element is the fact that Japan's market has been undervalued for many years by a variety of metrics.
That is in contrast to the fortunes of Chinese markets, which have not done so great. The Hang Seng has lost half its value in just about 4 years. Why is that? What's going on there?
Well, investor sentiment on China internationally, I think, has soured quite a bit over the past year in particular because of the disappointing recovery post-COVID. The rising tensions between China and its key trading partners, all of that is creating a negative sentiment towards the China market. So that, I think, is quite different from the views on Japan.
How much of this is just sort of a, well, this is a thing that's happening this year, and how much of it is something more fundamental about both the Chinese and Japanese economies?
Now, I think on China, there will probably be some recalibration if China seems to be able to kind of get on a more sustainable growth trajectory. I think some of the negative sentiment is because of this disappointment in the post-COVID anemic recovery. But I think there's a lot of sort of reassessment of the fundamentals of the Chinese economy that could last longer. But Japan's economy is looking better relative to peers, and the market itself is looking to have been undervalued. A lot of investors are saying that, you know, the relatively low price to earnings ratio and book value of Japanese companies means that there are some bargains in the market.
Eric Altbach is a partner at Albright Stonebridge Group. Thank you so much.
Thank you.